Chapter 9. Fabrice de Sauveterre. It was not long before Linda discovered that Christian was in love with Lavender Davis. Later, Linda could never remember how she felt at the time. Was she jealous? Was she still in love with Christian? I do not think so. But she was annoyed. Lavender was everything that Linda was not. As a child, Lavender had been boring. She played sports and climbed trees, and she loved school. Lavender never seemed interested in love. Linda did not see Christian and Lavender kissing or in bed together. Christian was just happy when he was around her. He went to Lavender for comfort. He liked serious, educated women. Linda felt embarrassed when she was with Robert and Randolph. Christian was spending every minute of the day with Lavender, and the two men clearly felt very sorry for her. One afternoon, while looking out of the window, Linda saw Christian and Lavender walking together. They looked happy and comfortable. Linda quickly packed her things and wrote a letter to Christian, saying that she was leaving him forever. She asked him to look after Matt and ended the letter with, "I think you should marry Lavender." She then got into a taxi and took the night train to Paris. The journey was horrible. She still loved Christian, and as soon as the train had left the station, she regretted leaving. In London, Christian had always treated her like she was not there. He hadn't changed in Perpignan, and he would probably forget all about Lavender once they returned to London. She began to regret writing the letter. Linda only had enough money left for dinner on the train and some food the next day. She spent the whole journey thinking about Christian and the last 2 years. Why had she left Tony and her child for something that was not true love? Was she a bolter? And what would she find in London? Just an empty house. Maybe Christian would return, but in her heart, she knew that he would not. The next morning, Linda arrived in Paris. She felt sad and tired and was desperate for her own bed. But when she showed her return ticket, she was told, angrily, that it had expired and that she had to buy a new one. Now she had no money for food, and she was too tired and hungry to think clearly. She did not know anybody in Paris and had nowhere to go. Linda sat on her suitcase and cried. After a couple of minutes, Linda noticed that somebody was standing next to her. It was a short Frenchman in a black hat. He was laughing at her. This made Linda angry. "Go away," Linda said angrily. "Bonjour, bonjour." The man took Linda's hand and helped her up. "You should know that I'm the daughter of a very important English lord," Linda said in French, although her French was not very good. The man started to laugh again. "I can see that," he said. "French ladies never sit crying on the floor in train stations." Linda grew even more annoyed. "Now," the man said, "let's have lunch. But first, you must have a bath and some sleep." He picked up her bags and walked to a taxi. "Get in, please," he said as he opened the door. Linda got in the taxi. For some strange reason, the man made her feel very safe. And what else could she do? "Hotel Montalembert," he said to the taxi driver. He turned to Linda. "Excuse me for not taking you to the Ritz, but I know that you love the Hotel Montalembert." Linda did not know what to say. When they arrived at the hotel, the man booked her a room and kissed her hand.
"I'll return at 1 o'clock for lunch," he said.
Linda had a bath and got into bed. She was sleeping when the telephone rang, and it was difficult for her to wake up, but she did.
"There is a man downstairs,"
the man on the telephone said.
"I'll be there in a few minutes," Linda replied.
It took Linda almost 30 minutes to dress. When she finally came downstairs, the man from the train station smiled and kissed her hand.
"Ah, you keep me waiting," he said. "That is a very good sign."
"A sign of what?"
said Linda. She was feeling much happier again.
"Oh, of this and that," he said. "Our relationship will be happy and long."
"We're not having a relationship," Linda said, embarrassed.
"My name is Fabrice de Sauveterre," the man said.
"May I ask your name?"
"Linda."
"Linda, that's beautiful," he said.
Fabrice walked Linda to his car and then drove her to a restaurant.
"Tell me,"
Fabrice said, after he had ordered lunch and wine.
"Who made you cry in the train station?"
"Nobody. It was me. I left my second husband because he has fallen in love with another woman," Linda said.
"That is a very strange reason to leave your second husband," Fabrice said. "Surely, with your experience of husbands, you know that falling in love with other women is something that husbands do. Why didn't you go back home?"
"I was trying to go home, but my return ticket has expired," Linda said. "I only have a little bit of money, and I know nobody in Paris. I was so tired, so I cried."
"The second husband, where is he?" Fabrice said. "Perhaps you could borrow some money from him. Or did you write him a goodbye letter? Women love writing goodbye letters."
"He's in Perpignan," Linda said.
"You came from Perpignan?"
Fabrice said, shocked.
"What were you doing there?"
"Well, I was trying to stop you, the French, from being horrible to the Spanish," Linda said.
"We were being horrible?"
Fabrice asked.
"Not so much now, but yes, at the beginning."
"What could we do?" Fabrice said. "We never invited them to come."
"They had nowhere to live. They had to stay outside in horrible weather for weeks. Hundreds died."
"It's very difficult finding houses for 500,000 people, Linda. We did what we could. We fed them, and many are still alive."
"They still have nowhere to live," Linda said. "They're living in camps, and you won't let them leave."
"My dear Linda, we couldn't let them live freely in the countryside if they have no money. Think clearly."
"You should ask them to help fight the fascists in Germany."
"Ugh, let's talk about your husbands instead. It's much more interesting," Fabrice said.
"My first husband was rich, and my second is poor," Linda said.
"I knew you once had a rich husband because of your coat, although it's a horrible colour. But then, you're also wearing this awful suit."
"Oh, you're rude! It's a very beautiful suit."
"This type of suit was fashionable last year," Fabrice said. "I'll buy you some clothes. If you dressed better, You would be quite beautiful. But your eyes are small. Blue is a nice color, but they are too small.
In England, people think that I'm beautiful, Linda said.
This silly conversation continued. Linda realized that she really liked Fabrice, and she felt excited but frightened. She had not thought that she was interested in having a relationship, especially with a man she had only just met. He was not even handsome, and he looked like lots of other Frenchmen in Paris. But there was something special about him. After lunch, they walked out of the restaurant and into the sunny streets.
Come and see my flat, Fabrice said.
I'd like to see Paris, Linda replied. I've only seen the train station.
Fabrice was shocked. You've never visited Paris? He said with excitement.
There is so much to see. It'll take me weeks to show you.
Sadly, Linda said, I hope to leave for England tomorrow.
Yes, of course. Then we must see it all this afternoon.
They drove slowly around a few streets and squares and then went for a walk. The city was very beautiful and the weather was warm. Linda could not believe that only a few hours earlier she had sat on her suitcase in the station and cried.
You're lucky to live in Paris, Linda said. It would be impossible to be unhappy here.
Not impossible, Fabrice replied. You can be more happy and more unhappy here than in any other place in the world. But it's a wonderful city, and there is nobody as sad as a Parisian who cannot return home. The rest of the world is cold and lonely to us.
After tea, which they had outside, Fabrice drove them slowly back to the hotel.
Come and see my flat, he said to Linda again.
No, no, said Linda. You should know that I'm a serious person.
Oh, Fabrice said, laughing loudly. What about your second husband, then?
Yes, I made a mistake with Christian, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to stay in a strange man's flat when I just met you at the train station this morning, Linda said. So, please, could you lend me some money for a ticket to London tomorrow morning?
Of course, Fabrice said. But I'll return at 8 o'clock this evening to take you for dinner.
When Linda opened the door, her hotel room was filled with roses. Linda laughed. She felt strange, but also happy. It was a happiness that she had never felt before. Twice in her life, she had thought that she was in love, but she had been wrong. She tried to remember how she felt when she met Tony and Christian. It had not felt like this. She knew it was love. She told herself that she must return to London tomorrow, but she knew that she would not.